And now, Lifestyles Unlimited presents the Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Over the next hour, we unfold your map to financial freedom. You'll learn how to retire through investing in single-family and multifamily real estate. You'll learn how to create cash flow and build wealth so you can have the time and money to live the lifestyle you want.
Welcome to the show. My name is Al Gordon, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom. Yeah, you caught me using that weird term again. It's Tell Al Tuesday. And on today's show, I've asked Jimmy to come back on the show with me. Those of you that are longtime listeners, you remember that Jimmy and I had a really good conversation back in February of 2022. We talked about a lot of interesting things. And I think the most interesting thing that came out of the conversation was Jimmy's background. Jimmy is one of these guys that worked in the real estate industry. He worked in that industry for, I don't know, some like 24 some odd years. Well, let's not focus on what he used to do. We're going to focus on what he's doing now, which is nothing. Yeah, you heard me correctly. He's doing nothing. He's retired. He's retired. Okay, there's a lot more to it. He's not just doing nothing. He's actually made a decision, even though he retired himself 3 years ago after becoming a member of Lifestyles Unlimited in 2011, he is coming out of retirement. And we're going to ask him why. So with no further ado, let me bring Jimmy on the show. Jimmy, welcome to the show. How you doing today?
Thanks, Al. I'm doing well.
So it's been an interesting, I would say, 13 months for you? I'm trying not to use an unlucky number, but it's been 13 months since you and I have talked. So how have things been going for you?
Well, it's been good. I've had a lot of movement in my passive investing portfolio. Had a lot of capital events last year, and I reinvested a good amount of that. But with what I have kept on hand, I've decided I'm going to unretire and jump into the ring as a lead investor with Lifestyles.
Okay, let me set the stage, because I don't think anybody listening really understands what you just said. So in 2019, you and I, we both achieved retirement. In other words, we had enough passive income coming in from various sources, primarily from real estate, hopefully, and that passive income was enough to offset our costs of living. I mean, you did that in 2019, did you not?
2020, but yeah. Yep.
Okay. Close enough. Yeah. And then what happened to both you and I in 2020, as well as the rest of the country?
I ended up kind of sitting around on my derriere, kind of waiting for the insanity to blow over from the COVID and the government's response to COVID.
I know. Isn't it ironic that you and I both achieved retirement, and then all around us, everybody was living a retired life?
Right.
I mean, come on. We're the guys that got the prize. Why does everybody else get to share in it, right?
Right.
But just putting all kidding aside, even being retired in a pandemic, we were still in control of our lives. We still made the day-to-day decisions as to what we did, when we did it, how we did it, et cetera, et cetera. We weren't responding to an employer. We weren't responding to any type of taskmaster other than our spouse. Was that fair to say?
Yeah, I would say my Zoom call ratio declined considerably in 2020, although, I've done quite a few more with Lifestyles, but those are a bit more enjoyable than the ones I was having before.
Yeah, because now you're actually working on what's important to you, not necessarily what's important to somebody else.
Right.
So you made the decision, even though the pandemic is, for all intents and purposes, it's over. I mean, it's over. Some parts of the country, they're still playing the pandemic game, but I think it's pretty much over. So now you and I actually get to enjoy retired life by moving about the country if we choose to do so. But you've chosen to unretire yourself. Explain yourself.
It's maybe kind of hard to explain, but a lot of factors are going into it. One is, I think there's going to be over the next few years a lot more good buying opportunities, and I'd rather participate in that as a lead investor. you know, our lead investors work really, really hard and certainly have over the last few years chasing, you know, underwriting numerous deals in order to find one. So, A, I think it's going to be a little easier to find deals. And B, you know, having sat around for the last 3 years, I've really just sort of felt almost kind of useless, if you will. So I get that. I need to get back into it and really contribute. And I've had 3 years to sort of decompress from having, you know, worked so long on the side of the business that I sort of hated. And now that I'm on the better side of the business, I'm ready to put my experience to work.
So the question I had was, do the guys and gals that you left, that know you left the industry and they know that you're now invested in real estate, are they still stuck in that former mindset that you and I had, which is, you know, go to school, get good grades, get into a good college, get a great job with, you know, retirement benefits and maybe medical benefits, and then work yourself for 30, 40, 50 years, build up a big lump sum of cash, and then try and live off of that in retirement. Is that what they're still focused on?
Yeah, I would say so. And you know, most of my closest colleagues were, I used the term grumpy credit guys earlier, and really the reason that is lenders do not participate in the upside on their deals. So their entire focus is on eliminating the risk for potential loss. So, you know, that can, you know, over a long period of time, you're going to become a highly skeptical person when it comes to, you know, the equity side of the business. And I still am when it comes to syndicators outside of lifestyles, but, you know, getting in and you know, learning about lifestyles and what they teach and focusing more on the operations side and doing things the right way is what allowed me to get comfortable as a passive investor. But I'm not aware of anybody on my side of the business, anybody else on my side of the business that's really made that leap.
Yeah, there are people that'll watch us do what we do, and they'll scratch their heads and they'll think that they can't do it either, and they're wrong. And I wish they would stop doing that to themselves, because they can absolutely do what you and I have done. Let me just ask you a question, Jimmy. You know a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members. Does everybody you know in Lifestyles Unlimited come with 24 years experience in the real estate industry?
No,
we don't, do we? We certainly don't. I mean, I came with 27 years experience in the United States military, and trust me, the military did not do a whole lot to set me up for my real estate investing. I needed Lifestyles Unlimited to do that. You obviously needed them too. So what was it that attracted you to Lifestyles Unlimited? Why Lifestyles Unlimited and not some other element or organization?
Well, I mean, you know, like I said earlier, it's really Lifestyles' focus on doing things the right way. They have, you know, rules that they enforce with you know, lead investors, with how they have to, you know, interact with their passives and, you know, sort of protects the passives. And, you know, leads who don't want to do this, you know, syndicators inside Lifestyles that don't want to play by those rules are invited to go somewhere else and, you know, sell their wares. So
they are swiftly shown the door, aren't they?
Right.
Yeah. And that,
you know, I've seen so many, you know, structures through the years in underwriting deals where I just scratch my head and think, how do these people attract, you know, equity, and how dumb is this equity that they're willing to do these deals? So
yeah, there's some dumb equity out there, and I'm not calling anybody right in the listening audience dumb, but I will call some of you unsophisticated. I mean, I think you and I would consider ourselves now sophisticated investors. I certainly was not sophisticated before Lifestyles Unlimited. What's your take on it with 24 years experience?
Yeah, I would say fairly sophisticated, at least in this realm. So.
Okay, I mean, that's fair. And just to circle back to the point I was trying to make is that the majority of us that come to Lifestyles Unlimited don't come with Jimmy's experience. But Jimmy, right. You're willing to share that experience with anyone who asks, are you not?
Yeah, absolutely. In fact, I'm going to be on a local Zoom call on Monday here in Atlanta, where I'll be kind of sharing my story with folks who are interested in investing in Atlanta.
Oh, very, very cool. Very cool. So let me talk to you about your investing success. Now, the last time I had you on the show, you were invested in 11 different apartment communities, and you had your money with 5 different lead investors. So what that obviously means is you were invested with the same person multiple times, because, I mean, that's how the math can work. What have you done since January of 2022, as far as increasing your equities in your investments?
Yeah, I think when we spoke, I had not had any deals that had gone sort of full cycle and had sold. We'd had some refinances, but since then I've had 6 properties sell, and I wouldn't say that I redeployed all of that money into other deals, but I redeployed the lion's share of it into 5 additional deals. I'm trying to remember the time frame, but
yeah, you're so passive, you don't even know what you own. I love that.
Right.
You know exactly what you own. I'm just kidding with you. So what kind of returns did you get on these apartment communities that went full cycle?
So the ones that have gone full cycle, I think I have that summarized somewhere. So I've had, where is that? I've got it because I have spreadsheets everywhere. from an average annual return perspective, the lowest was 15%, the highest was 49%.
Okay, and those are annual returns or complete?
Annual cash on cash returns, and well, that includes the sale. The average on those is 26%.
26% return investment on those investments that went full cycle. So essentially, right. what you're telling me is that you doubled the money about every 4 years. Is that fair?
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Could you do that in your former 401k?
Oh, no.
How often were you doubling your money in your 401k? Do you even remember that?
No, I don't know that I ever doubled it.
Oh, shocker. He never doubled. At least he doesn't know that he doubled it. It's a good thing he's not in the 401k. Look, when we come back from the break, we're going to talk about why Jimmy decided to unretire himself. Stick around.
Got questions? Call Lifestyles Unlimited at 855-497-4335. The Real Estate Investor Radio Show continues next.
What is Dale Walmsley, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, up to in today's market?
I'm out there right now looking and buying everything I can get my hands on for a better deal. A better deal than what I could get it for a week before. And I'll just keep buying. I did that back in 2008. I bought a property that was worth $35,000 a door. I bought it for $26,000 a door. Next month or so, I bought the same age property, and I bought it for like $19,000 a door. But by buying at 26 when they were getting killed from 35 down to 26, buying at 26, let the broker know I was a buyer in a downward spiraling market. And so from that point on, I bought 3 or 4 more. I can't remember exactly. I mean, I think it was 4 more I bought from there. And the brokers were just bringing them to me. Go, look, you seem to be the only guy buying right now.
Are you ready to take advantage of the wave of opportunity coming to those who know what they're doing? Join us for the free online workshop at lifestylesunlimitedworkshop.com.
Creating the lifestyle you've always wanted. You're hearing Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show.
Welcome back to the second half of the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show. My name is Al Gordon. I am joined with Jimmy, and together we are working on your financial freedom because it's another edition of Tell Al Tuesday, and Jimmy has graciously volunteered to come on the show and impart his wisdom with you. Now, if you haven't heard the first part of the show, go to lifestylesunlimited.com, check out our radio tab. Sometimes, depending on what kind of device you go to our website with, it may say radio or it may say podcast. Whatever it says, you can figure it out. You can find the show posted there. You can find all of our shows posted there. You can hear Dell's shows. You can hear Mike's shows. You can hear Andy's shows. And of course, you can hear my shows at your leisure. It's a great way to listen and keep in contact with what we do. So as we were going to break, Jimmy had decided to unretire himself. I mean, I'm in shock. I'm in shock. I need a blanket. Somebody give me a warm blanket to put over me, because after 20 some odd years working hard for corporate America and then finally retiring himself with real estate assets in 2019. And even though he had to live through a pandemic, actually 2020, it was 2020 you retired yourself. Is that fair, Jimmy? Do I have the dates right? Okay. Yep. I want to make sure I'm accurate, but you retired yourself just in time for a pandemic. Did you not?
Right.
Yeah. So everybody got to be retired, but you got through the pandemic, the world's opening back up. I'm looking to go out and do things in the world, but you're looking to unretire yourself. So explain to me why you decided to make that decision.
Well, I mentioned earlier, I think that opportunities are going to be better in the next few years as sort of the, you know, the underperformers in the market shake out, and those of us who hopefully do it the right way are able to pick up some good deals. But it's also, and I hate to kind of use the platitudes of you know, legacy and giving back, but you know, when I talk to my daughters about this, you know, they're 20 and 18, so they're getting to that age where you're really pushing them to look in the right directions. They sort of, you know, I don't have that credibility because their notion of real estate is my misery over the last 20 years at working in the wrong side of the business. And I, you know, so they know I didn't enjoy that aspect of real estate, and they just lumped the whole thing in there. So I'm hoping to sort of show them that, you know, on this side of the business, you know, is a great, great place to be. And I also, you know, in sort of hopefully turbocharging my returns as a lead investor and being able to control that on my own, will also be able to funnel a good bit of that money into a nonprofit that I have an idea for within the next few years as well. So those are the two driving things there.
So why take the lead investor route as opposed to the independent rental operator route? I mean, I know what your bank account kind of looks like because we talked about it a year ago. I can only imagine it's gotten better. So you're one of those guys that could easily take down your own apartment building. Why do the lead route?
Well, you know, the returns for leads are better. And having been in the business for so long, I'm comfortable working with investors. So, you know, a lot of people that I know who enjoy being an IRO and don't want to do the lead thing, it's because they're not really comfortable with other people's money. And I feel confident that I can do a good job as a fiduciary with other people's money. And here's my type B coming out. As I've been looking over deals the last couple of years, I would run, here's the return to the passive, here's the return if it were just an IRO deal, and here, way, way, way up here, is the return for that lead investor. So that's what's driving me in that direction, to be honest.
Well, and I think it's safe to say that you can command even bigger properties as a lead investor, because now you're partnering with other Lifestyles Unlimited members that know what they're doing. They're sophisticated, and they understand the investment that they're getting into. And because of that, it really improves your economies of scale for acquisition, does it not?
Yes, absolutely. Those are valid points.
So let me, you said something which triggered a question in my mind, and I'm just going to hit you with it. And it has to do with trends. And it has to do with the statement you made. You've been doing deep dives into these deals over the last 3 years. What have you seen from a trend perspective over the last 3 years with multifamily apartment communities?
Well, you know, one thing from networking with leads, it's become, you know, pretty, it's become harder to find deals that provide the returns that we all want to see. And there's, you know, they've had to turn over a lot of stones to find that piece of gold. So it's been really hard work for them. But in talking to one of my leads recently, he sort of conveyed the sentiment that he's getting from brokers around here that I think the phrase he used was only adults are left in the room, which means, you know, as things are getting more difficult, you know, the serious operators are the only ones that are really still looking at properties.
And as a serious operator yourself, you're definitely on the hunt, are you not?
Right. Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to be on the hunt in the second half of the year because, you know, going back to the pandemic thing, we've been putting off an Italy trip for 3 years now. And if I don't make that happen, then I have no reason to be a lead because I won't have a family to support anymore.
So part of your lifestyle.
First. And then I'm going to start really
doing
right. The properties.
All right. Well, now this has gotten really interesting because now you're going to Italy and you are deferring a career choice to later on in the year, specifically to go live the lifestyle. This is beautiful, Jimmy. How long are you going to Italy for and who's going?
It's going to be the whole family, all four of us. I can't even start looking because I know I will find a deal and I'll be in the middle of it and have to jet off to Italy. And I just can't do that to my family and I can't do that to my investors. So I'm going to wait.
Well, how long are you going to be in Italy?
We'll be there for 10 days. We're actually going to meet my daughter there. She's going to be in Barcelona for studying abroad and we're going to meet her there. And then the four of us will jump over to Italy and do, 10 days on the boot.
So you're in the middle of a target-rich environment. There's a lot of great opportunity all around you. So there's really no reason for you to go all the way across the country when you have a honeypot right where you live.
Right. Yep.
Okay. So what kind of assets are you looking for? Are you looking for things that are going to be more of a yield play, more of a value play? And for those of you listening, I'm throwing out terms that you may not be familiar with. We'll try and explain them as we go along.
I don't really have a preference. I just really will look at the returns. I suspect, you know, the odds are that it'll be kind of a hybrid, you know, a yield with a little bit of upside, because that's just kind of the way the market is right now. There's not that many, you know, a lot of the true value plays have been done. They're just not there anymore, unless you just happen to really stumble on one. So, you know, it's yield with some upside.
Hopefully you find a property that's in really good shape that is a wreck from an operation standpoint, because you could stand
right.
to make a ton of money off something like that.
Yep, that's the play.
That's the play. All right. So what size? I mean, are you looking for something small, 10 to 15 units? You're looking for something big, 800 units? What are you looking for?
You know, I have enough, at least of my own equity, that I could do, a $10 or $11 million deal at the top end. So that's, you know, depending on what I find, that could be 150 units or it could be 60, you know, nicer, newer units. So, you know, hopefully I won't have to go quite that big, but I also want to be able to attract quality third-party management and just manage the manager. And so that, you know, that means I can't go too small.
What kind of rates of return are you looking for? And will the market provide you what you're looking for?
Yeah, I think I can, you know, I'm, this is not something that Lifestyles really teaches, but I'm an internal rate of return guy. That's my metric and how I look at deals. And I've even in kind of the frothy market here, I'm seeing deals from leads where the passives are getting as high as 15% to 17% internal rate of return, and that's going to be my goal. If I can't provide at least 15 on conservative underwriting, then it's not going to be a deal for me.
So explain the internal rate of return so our audience understands what you're describing, because they may just be thinking you're talking about cash on cash.
Yeah, it's maybe the reason Lifestyles doesn't teach it is it's a little more, finance sophisticated calculation. But basically, it accounts for how long the deal is in place. So when you put money out, you know, the timing of those returns and then the timing of the exit drives this calculation that is called internal rate of return. So if you consistently do, 15% internal rate of return deals, then whether it's a 3-year deal or a 5-year deal, then your returns are, level over that time, if that makes sense. I don't know if I'm doing a good job.
I think you did a great job. I think, right. Let me see if I can re-explain it back, and you correct me if I get it wrong. Fair?
Right.
I think what you said was it's over the lifespan of that deal, when you take into account all the different ways that asset made money, you're just spreading it out over the lifespan. So if it was a 5-year deal and it was a 15% rate of return, the overall return might be like 75%, but you're looking at it from the standpoint of what is it really providing me from an investment perspective.
Right.
Did I get that right?
And it's sort of, it's stuff that people intuitively know. If you get that return back in 3 years, that's better than getting it in 5 years, and so your internal rate of return on that 3-year deal is going to be higher than the 5 years. But if what you look at is internal rate of return, then you're sort of ambivalent about whether it's accomplished in 3 years or 5 years. If it's going to take 5 years, then you need more money back over that 5 years in order to keep that return at the same level.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. And there, I do know a lot of Lifestyles Unlimited members that use that metric because they come from a financial background or an engineering background or corporate America where that was, a key indicator of success or whatever, did you guys use internal rate of return in the banking industry as a metric?
Not really. We were more focused on, debt service coverage and loan to value. But, in the thousands of PPMs and operating agreements I saw, and pro formas from all these syndicators, I certainly saw the term used quite a bit.
Well, fair enough. So we're looking for maybe a $10 to $11 million property, could be anywhere from 60 to 150 units. It really just depends on what the opportunity is. And you're going to be looking at all of those opportunities and making a summary of what makes sense for you in your investing strategy.
Correct.
Well, that it sounds like the whole real estate investing thing is really easy. Is it easy, Jimmy?
It's easy as a passive. I'm not for a second fooling myself that it's going to be truly easy as a lead investor, but that's why they get that extra interest.
Well, that's fair, and you are taking on that fiduciary responsibility, and that's huge. I mean, we at Lifestyles Unlimited, as far as the preferred investor group that you and I are a part of, we take that fiduciary obligation extremely seriously, and I think you do too.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, very important.
Well, Jimmy, I tell you, I had fun with you today. We had a blast again. I'm going to wish you great success in your lead investing career. I'm going to be looking for the opportunity to invest with you in the future. I also want to wish you a wonderful 10 days with your family, enjoying the lifestyle in Italy. I think that is huge. If you want to get started the way Jimmy has gotten started or the way I've gotten it started, here's how you do it. You go to lifestylesunlimited.com, you sign up for a free workshop, and we get you going.
Thank you for listening to Lifestyles Unlimited's Real Estate Investor Radio Show. Ready for more of the map? Visit lifestylesunlimited.com. Explore our videos and articles. Click on the radio tab to access past show podcasts. View the radio show schedule and listen to our best of radio shows. Want to continue the conversation? Follow Lifestyles Unlimited on Facebook today. We want to meet you as well. Sign up for a free workshop at LifestylesUnlimited.com. Until next time, remember, it's not the money, it's the lifestyle.
The information and opinions you hear on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show are those of the hosts, guests, and callers and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.